Ed Lamberton is here to wrap up the Sprint Cup. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fine, and well, all the Jimmy Johnson fans are doing much finer today, as it once again turned out to be a unbelievable finish to a great year in NASCAR with Jimmy Johnson once again.
Let me get my my one-liner in before you can do the analysis. You suppose next year it'll be called the Chase for Jimmy, or the Chase of Jimmy?
Well, it was kind of been that for the last couple of years, I guess, but they probably should think about doing that. Yeah, I know, you can throw it up in the air whether it's good or bad for NASCAR. A lot of people say, well, they're done watching it because he's going to win every year and we're just going to do something else on Sunday. But you talk to some of the local promoters around this area, and some of their best years fan-wise was when they had one dominant driver. So we'll see how that all works out. But it was Jimmy Johnson and his whole team picking up their unprecedented fifth consecutive Sprint Cup Series, and this just each year they just keep baffling the odds here, and you got to put them right on top for next year again. But things were kind of settled, if you look back, hindsight's 2020, but things were kind of settled on Friday when they had qualifying runs, and Jimmy Johnson qualified sixth. He started up in the front of the pack, and his two rivals, Denny Hamlin, who was actually leading the points going into yesterday's race, qualified 37th, and Kevin Harvick qualified 25th. So they both were starting in the back of the field, and sooner or later your runs out, running from the back to the front, and that's what happened to Denny Hamlin as he, on lap 23, basically the race was done for Hamlin as he got into Greg Biffle as he was trying to come up through the field, and had some issues with the car for the rest of the day. They never got it sorted out, and he was pretty much done on lap 23, and that pretty much handed things over to Jimmy Johnson. However, as things transpired through the day, Hamlin did get back up to the front, was actually in front of him. Jimmy Johnson was leading the points for a short period of time, but never had his car just quite right at the end, and faded back to finish 14th. Jimmy Johnson finishing second, did not win the race. However, the winning the race and off the sideline again was the flipper, Carl Edwards, who is on a streak now. He's wishing the season wasn't over, but he will be probably one of the guys to give Jimmy a little battle as his whole Roush Fenway team has come on strong here in the last five, six races of the season. So they're kind of looking forward to the offseason, getting ready for Daytona coming up. But it was a tough, tough run for Denny Hamlin. He was certainly disappointed at the end of the day, but he'll be back, and maybe they've learned something. They'll try to get a little better correspondence between he and his crew chief. They kind of fell apart the last couple of races on their rapport, if you will, and it just came around to bite him in the end. And J.J., Jimmy Johnson, and his team just, they are the best. There's no question about it. It's hard to compare, but right now he has only two more championships to win, and his career is just getting started, basically. You got to remember, Jimmy's only been in this deal about 7 years. He's won five of the 7 years.
Really? Isn't that something?
Yeah, so it's just been phenomenal what they've done. And if anybody ever questions whether or not he is the best, he may be the best overall. As things keep going on, he's certainly rivaling the great Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty. They both have seven championships, so he's got two more to go, but certainly well within his reach.
But let me ask you this. But so far, doesn't have the kind of fierce loyalty that, let's say, Earnhardt did, or is that incorrect?
Yeah, that is certainly not incorrect. That is correct. I don't know. He had a little different demeanor. He was very quiet his first four championships or so. Everybody saw dull Jimmy won again or whatever. And he didn't be very confrontational. He's gotten a little more aggressive on that. And, of course, this year he had a daughter born in June. Everybody said, it's the end of him, because when these drivers start having babies, they somewhat lose their edge. Well, he didn't lose his edge with the baby. And he's starting to come in more into his own. He doesn't sell as many shirts as everybody else, but I think that's slowly coming now. I think people are finally realizing this guy is the real deal, and he's going to be around for a long time and win some more championships. But certainly a great, great season, one of the closest races for the Chase ever in this four-year history. He's the first guy, by the way, to come from behind in the last race to win the championship, so he can add that to his allocades. It's just a tremendous feat, and just to be that good for for that long, especially today, because the competition, and I want not to take anything away from Earnhardt or Petty, but they both had superior equipment through most of their years. Certainly, Johnson has superior equipment as well, but there are more people
with superior equipment.
With superior equipment right. this year, so the feat itself is just tremendous. And just before I do go, I want to mention a couple of local things. The
sure.
The Dirt Series, the large regional series, had their banquet out at the Turning Stone Casino on Saturday night, and certainly Matt Shepard picked up a check for $50,000 for his modified championship. However, on a local note, Jamike Soule, who won the championship at Glen Ridge Motorsports Park, asked for a few moments on the PA from the table, if you will, as he was there to collect his prize for Glen Ridge's championship, and got down on one knee and announced to the 400-some people there that he asked for his girlfriend for her
really?
Hand in marriage, and she accepted. So,
wow.
So good for Jamike and his girlfriend. They'll be getting married sometime in the near future. So he had something more to celebrate than just the championship out at Turning Stone on Saturday. Of course, last night the Fonda Speedway held their season-ending banquet honoring Bobby Vaughan, David Towns, John Scarborough, and Roy Fifield. The Glen Ridge Motorsports Park will be having your own banquet a week from Saturday, and I don't know what Jamike's going to do for an encore, but he will be there. He will be the guest of honor at that banquet. And of course, I want to re-mention coming up this Saturday following Thanksgiving, will be the annual Lost Speedways over at the Saratoga Auto Museum, starting at 11 o'clock, memorabilia, and then talking about the good old days with about 6 or 7 presentations. It'll probably last a couple, 3-4 hours, and all us old folks will get back over there and talk about the days gone by, and I'm sure that there'll be a lot of young folks there as well. It's getting to be one of the largest turnouts
sure.
they have for something, so we're looking forward to that on Saturday.
Okay. All right, so we go on hiatus now, Ed? Will you?
Yes, we probably will take a break 90 days till the Daytona 500. Of course, the big news down there is they're repaving that venerable speedway. This is the first pavement and since 1972, I believe, was the last time they've done it. So the speeds will be up, the racing will be great, and looking forward to heading down to Daytona, just 90 or
well,
less.
Ed, I don't tell you often enough, I really appreciate your keeping watch on NASCAR and local auto racing for the morning show.
Well, it is kind of our passion. We do appreciate it, and I want to thank you as well for giving us a few moments once a week here to chat about our favorite sport. I know there's a tremendous interest in this area locally on our local speedways. We have probably one of the biggest solid bases of local dirt and asphalt race fans now with Albany Saratoga
okay.
running asphalt. But
well, 90 days we'll talk to you, Fast Eddie.
Sounds good, and I want to wish all our listeners and you as well as happy holidays, both coming up here this week, Thanksgiving, of course, and Christmas and New Year's, and hopefully, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll see you back in 90 days.
All right. Thank you, Ed. You have a happy Thanksgiving to you this week.
Thank you, Bob.
Take care.